क्रिस्तु जयंती रेडियो।
हेलो, वेलकम टू केजीसी रेडियो। दिस इज योर आरजे टीनू। Today, I'll be engaging you in a session that's gonna make you go, wow. Have your minds blown, and best of all, you. Yeah, yes, you are gonna feel inspired and awesome to be a woman. And if some of you men who are also inspired, that's okay too. That's right, ladies. Today, we are celebrating, cherishing womanhood. So happy Women's Day to all you wonderful, diligent, talented, achieving, successful. And let's not forget our fierce women who put up with and fight off irritating male chauvinism and everyday stereotypical bakwas. So girls, ladies, aunties, grandmas, and of course our dear men who respect women, chillax and grab your snacks. Here, we will be talking about the eminent women photojournalists, their photography skills, talents, creativity, and yes, how they stand out from others. Now, my friend Ketana would be taking you all to the world of photography.
Happy Women's Day, peeps. Do we really have to specify this day? Not really. But today, we are stressing on just to commemorate the women photojournalists' works and to dig deeper into their world of photography. What really inspires me of a woman is the way she manages her personal and professional life so well. So hats off to all you women out there. Women who made up almost 20% of the profession in the early 20th century, when it was even unusual for women to have a profession. In fact, photography studios increased their business by offering lady operators to photograph women and families. Photography as an art rather than just science evolved partly as a result of women pursuing photography as an artistic medium. Now, let's look into some of the most successful women photojournalists, who are Homai Vyaravalla, Sana Irshad Matu, and Margaret Burke White. Now we have RJ Meghna with us.
Hello KJC, this is RJ Meghna ready with another piece of interesting news from the pages of history. Any idea who is the first women photojournalist of India? Well, she is Ms. Homai Vyaravalla, commonly known by her pseudonym Dalda 13. She won the Padma Vibhushan in 2011, the second highest civilian award in India. She was amongst the first women in India to have joined the Illustrated Weekly of India. She started her career at the onset of World War II. In the early years of her career, since she was a woman, her photographs were published under her husband's name. Her lenses has captured many political personalities, including Gandhiji, Nehru, Jinnah, and Indira Gandhi. After a successful career of 3 decades, in 2012 January, she left behind the world and her cameras. If you are visiting Delhi any soon, drop down at the Al-Kasi Foundation of Arts to witness her photographs, which are the true impressions of Indian history. This is RJ Meghna signing out, and we have RJ Nisha all set to hit the studio with more interesting facts and figures.
Kashmir is considered to be paradise on earth.
It is the land of high-rise, snow-capped mountains and calm, pristine lakes. Kashmir is said to be the head of India, as it is the topmost region. Why then is the head full of unrest, bloodshed and struggle? Sana Irshad Matu is a woman photojournalist who has been covering the conflict in the valley for the last 2 years. She shows the perspective of those affected by the unrest. Photojournalists are seen as troublemakers everywhere and even in Kashmir, and are often arrested. As a woman photojournalist, she faces challenges from all sides. Sana not only takes pictures of those affected, she sits with the families of the aggrieved and offers comfort. This motivates her to stand with the people, and she continues to depict the heart-wrenching tales of the people. Her pictures show chains, broken glasses, graffiti, landscapes where children play with toy guns and skate by the barbed wires. These are seen as the symbols of conflict in the valley. She actively shares her work, which has gotten her much international recognition and attention. Next up, we have Kirtana, who will talk about Margaret Burke White.
Margaret Burke White, American photographer known for her extensive contributions to photojournalism. She is recognized as having been the first female documentary photographer to be accredited for her work with the US Armed Forces. Her passion for photography was realized when she joined the Life magazine in 1936. Her coverage of Nazi takeover during World War II, her photographs of emancipated inmates of concentration camps and the corpses in the gas chambers stunned the world. She was able to capture personalities like Joseph Stalin and Mahatma Gandhi. Her photographs reflected the human suffering during the division of Indian subcontinent into India and Pakistan. Unlike any photographer, she possessed passion, and most of all, she was daring and strong-willed, which sparked a sense of inspiration.
Hello people, this is Aarti Tinu. Hope you guys had a wonderful time listening about women photojournalists and their mastery in photography. Brush up the thoughts you received and get ready to get exposed into the world of photography. So, this is Aarti Tinu signing off. Once again, wishing you all a delightful Women's Day. Stay tuned to KJC Radio. Thank you.